But right now, it is 11:15 on the ticket.
The following segment is scheduled for one fall with a 20-minute time limit and is for the Invasion Fight of the Day Championship. And now, in the blue corner, here is your host, Donovan Lewis.
Thank you, announcer guy. He made his debut yesterday in the birdhouse, and now it is another debut for Fight of the Day. I will tag in Blake Jones filling in for Mike Soroy. So take it away, Blake.
All right. Thank you, Donnie. All right. For my fight, I wanted to go something ticket-related, you know, station promotion and all that. And I settled on the only in-studio fight in ticket history. Like Donovan has mentioned, we've all heard this drop.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Hold on, let me replay.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Not off to the best start, Jer.
I will beat your ass.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
So we've all heard that, right? So
yeah.
The fight was between two members of The Hot Spot, which was a show that ran after The Hardline in the early 2000s. Now, they were only on for a year or two. I think it was 01 to 02, I'm pretty sure. So the show had two hosts. The first host was Kevin Blanford. He was the main cog of the show. He'd bring it in and out of breaks, intro the show, keep it in order. The other host was David Robinson, and he was also known as David Robinson also, because Kevin Blanford, the main host, would have this really long intro to the show. Then at the very end, he would just say, and David Robinson is also here. So David was the hot sports opinion guy with a really short fuse, and they spent most of the show really just trying to rile him up. Okay, so we've got Kevin Blanford, the main host, and DRA, David Robinson, also. The show was produced by Richard Hunter, a.k.a. Big Dick Hunter, later to go on to have his own show on the ticket called the P1 Wild Ass Circus, which current ticker man Ty Walker was a part of. And for whatever reason, this nighttime show had an intern, Johnny Showtime Barnes. He was a young guy full of energy, getting him the nickname Showtime. So, all right, so the fight was between the intern, Showtime Barnes, and David Robinson, because Showtime told them, hey, I'm going to leave your show, and I'm going to go intern for the afternoon drive show, The Hardline, with Mike Reiner and Greg Williams. And short-fused David Robinson didn't take too well to that on the air. So in the blue corner, we've got Johnny Showtime Barnes, the intern for The Hot Spot. And in the red corner, we've got David D.R.A. Robinson. Your referee for today's fight was one Mike the Old Gray Wolf Reiner. And he joins us now. Hello, Mr. Referee.
What refereeing I did, too.
What's up, Mike?
Donovan.
How are you, man?
Great Donovan. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I miss your lovely face.
Oh, I miss you, too, my brother, like no other.
Hi, Mike.
Norman, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Good. Good.
Mike,
good to be on with you boys.
I appreciate you joining us and refereeing this fight. And every fight needs a promoter, right? And the promoter for this one
was have one.
Corby the Snake Davidson. Hi, Corby.
Hello, Blake. How are you?
Corby, speaking into a fan.
It's just a little static.
Is it bad?
It's just a little static.
Calm down.
Whoa.
Calm down.
Whoa.
I said she's.
No, you didn't.
It's funny how
is
these
it bad?
Yeah.
A little.
Oh, God. You want me to call? Why don't you just call me? We just tested this.
I know. We just tested it. I know. Always with Corby.
Are you talking into the right end?
Yeah, this time I am.
Yeah, you're going to have to call.
Are you talking out of the right end?
No, he'll be.
All right, Corby, I'm calling you.
Okay.
So, while I dial Corby, Mike, what do you remember about? Did you know about this prank that was going to happen before it happened, or were you reacting on the air as you saw it?
As I recall, I didn't know too much about it. I was reacting on the air as I saw it. And if I did, I certainly didn't think it would get as out of hand as it did.
So we have established that this was a prank that Showtime was throwing down to David Robinson, and it was going to play out on the air, and everybody was just going to laugh and giggle and have a good time and move on.
Right, right. But David Robinson was not really, he didn't roll that way. He was not the kind of guy that you pranked. David Robinson was a very young, sort of headstrong guy with a really quick temper and a lot of edge to him.
Now,
was
the prank that you actually weren't taking the intern away from the hotspot?
No, I think the prank was that he was going to leave the hotspot.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that I guess the prank was that we had invited him to come, you know, and join us.
And Corby,
that's right.
And Corby planned this prank, right? Is that right? You just told Showtime to tell David, hey, I'm leaving your show.
Yeah, because we had used him like a couple of times, Mike, and correct me if I'm wrong, because that's 20 years ago, and we've done a lot of stuff in 20 years. But I think that the gist of it was that we thought Johnny was pretty funny. We'd used him to do a couple of goofy things for us. And we noticed David was getting kind of upset that we were taking Johnny away. And we had no plans whatsoever to take Johnny at all, which it even seems ridiculous talking about now. I think we did it like two things with him. And then David took him in a room. Johnny took David in a room, and we had Johnny record it. And Johnny told him, I'm leaving. I'm going to go join the hardline. And David freaked out, like, in the room, from what I remember. And then we got them all into the studio, and that's when all hell broke loose, right? That's how it went down?
Yeah, that's how it came down.
Yeah, so it's...
We really didn't anticipate things getting as out of hand as they did, but they did, and we all know what happened, and it gave us radio magic.
So I guess, yeah, that was during the mix, in the break before the mix... You guys would talk to the hotspot, and here's where we get our audio gold of the fight between Showtime and David Robinson.
Now, we understand you sent Johnny Showtime home last night.
Yeah. Did you really do that, Dave? Send him home?
At least let him work his last couple of days.
No, that's okay.
That. I don't want to work for him.
No, it was David.
Dave, you sent him home, really? You sent Johnny home?
Come on, be a man about it. Say it.
I need you to shut the...
What you gonna do about it, David? You can't do nothing about it. I will beat your ass.
Hey, David, sit down, David.
Come on, David. Let's do this. Sit down.
Dude, you got me in the middle of it.
All of you, down.
Sit down.
Sit down, David.
Sit down, John.
Hey, man.
God almighty.
Be cool. Sit down.
Come on. Well, you sit down, too, Johnny. Sit down.
Chill up, man. All right, in that audio, we hear some trash talk. We hear a lot of scuffling and a lot of woes. Mike, describe the scene in the studio for those of us that weren't there.
It was, in a word, or in two words, extremely chaotic. Because those guys were pissed. I mean, like I say, David was not the kind of guy that would take something like this well. He just wasn't wired that way. And for this guy who he brought in to the show, they were friends. Is that right, Corby?
Oh yeah. They were tight. I don't know what
they were friends. And his entree into the show was through David. And for that to all blow up and disintegrate into a scene like that, you just had to be there.
Well, I mean,
of all the scenes, of all the bizarre scenes that have come down and came down at the ticket during my time there, that just about tops it.
So Corby.
So, Blake, like David was on, or I'm sorry, Johnny was on my left. So just imagine the old studio, which, you know, it's not too different from what it is now, just a big table, basically. And I was kind of in the middle of one side of the table. Mike and Greg were across the way on the other side. So those two are looking at me in the middle, and then on my left is Johnny, and on my right is David. And then Richard Hunter was, I think, in the studio, or maybe back in the producer's room. I can't remember. But anyway, when you hear Johnny say, I will beat your ass, he had stood up
and turned and pointed over my head. I was still sitting down at David, and David jumped up, and they literally went at it. And it was no joke. This was no, they weren't trying to sell anything. They were fighting. That's what I can't figure out, is that it was a prank, but there was obviously some sort of bad blood between those two, because Johnny took the prank all the way to that point where he was going to fight him.
I think things had started getting sideways between David and Johnny leading up to that, because, you know, Johnny came on with them and he was kind of a hit. People liked him. And I think David thought that he was starting to infringe on his turf a little bit, and he wouldn't stand for that.
So it was David that screamed, "I will beat your ass," right?
No, that's Johnny.
That's Johnny. Showtime.
David hardly says anything in this audio at all.
David said he was, you know, told him about to curse on the air, right? That was David.
Right.
So, okay, so it was Showtime that screamed. I always thought it was David that said that.
No, that's Johnny Showtime.
And so, Corby, were they throwing punches over your head?
Yeah, yes. And so I've got an arm, like, kind of one arm extended in one guy's gut, one arm extended in the other guy's gut, trying to separate him. And then everybody ran around the other side of the table. I know y'all had, because they had to pull them apart. Like, literally had to pull them. I mean, they were like a couple of dogs going at it. It was a fight. Like, it was a full-on fight, and it was crazy.
All right, Mr. Referee Mike, how would you score the fight? Who won?
I'd have to score it a draw. I don't think anybody did any real damage just from the standpoint of a fight. There's really a lot of posturing that didn't amount to a whole lot, but the fact that the lead-up of it was the way it was, the way we all heard just a few minutes ago, and the fact that that was in the normally docile turf of the Ticket studio, it was too far-fetched to be imagined.
So
as far as a winner, I don't think there was one.
So what was the resolution of the whole thing? So when you guys said, "Oh my gosh, it was just a prank, calm down, no one's going anywhere," did they kiss and make up, or did they still have a little bad blood afterwards?
Man, well, they had bad blood for the rest of their time there.
They did. That ruined everything, and it pissed David off that it was a prank, because then it made him look like an idiot. And we play the audio of those two, I believe, in privately in the studio together. And when Johnny said that he was leaving, and that pissed him off. And so, it didn't go well.
and like I say, David was not the kind of guy that you do something like that with. I didn't know him that well, so I can't really say that I'm inside his head or anything like that. But he seemed to take himself very seriously. And he had he was not a real big guy, not a real tall guy. And he kind of had little man syndrome a little bit, where he wanted to come off a little bit bigger, a little bit badder than he really was. And, you know, don't get me wrong, he's not a bad guy by any stretch of the imagination. I liked the guy while he was up there. But man, he was never the same after that. He was never the same guy, and his tenure up there was pretty much doomed after that.
Whose idea was the prank?
Bank.
Oh, you?
Corby. Corby, is this the most you've ever gotten out of a prank?
No, probably not. I mean, as far as like...
I don't know. You're getting a pretty good segment 20-some-odd years later out of it.
You ruined their show.
Well, I did not know. No. That's not... I didn't ruin their show, because...
Yeah, you did, too.
Shut up. Showtime, who, by the way, named himself Showtime, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, he named himself Showtime, but he really made it work.
Yeah, he did. But he was he wasn't even a third wheel on that show. He wasn't used very often. That show was Kevin and David. And, you know, that wasn't the downfall of their show. Their ratings weren't very good, I don't think. That kind of was the downfall of their show. And I think our boss at the time had big plans for Richard Hunter. And so it all kind of was the perfect storm. But as far as David goes, David's relationship with Johnny was, I don't know if it was ruined forever, but he was always viewed kind of different after that, too. So I did feel bad about that. It was a pretty bad prank, I guess, in the end.
So the audio in its entirety is funny, but something specific that cracks me up is Mike in the middle trying to calm the situation. You turn back to the, like, 1960s, Mike.
Sit down.
You're like roping cattle or something.
Like I'm talking to a dog.
That is a weird kind of way to calm someone down, almost like like you're trying to get a horse to stop. Corby, are you taking a shower right now? What are you doing?
No, is the phone bad too?
Yeah,
awful. Good Lord.
Screwed up this whole segment.
I'm outside. I'm doing nothing. I'm sitting on the veranda. There's just no noise whatsoever out here. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, sitting where? Okay, all right.
So that is
Ledge, if there's any silver lining from this fight, it's that there wasn't nearly as much damage as potentially could have been done because all the chairs in the studio are already broken already.
It always goes back to the chairs with Norm in that studio. And that studio was tiny.
Yeah, those are the chairs that are still in use today.
Right. And for all those people being in studio and, you know, trying to corral everyone, that was a task because they could easily get after each other because of the size of that studio.
So that is the fight between Showtime and David Robinson. Let's hear it one more time.
Now, we understand you sent Johnny Showtime home last night.
Yeah. Did you really do that, Dave? Send him home?
At least let him work his last couple
of
days.
Big Dick
that's okay. I don't want to work for him.
No, it was David.
Dave, you sent him home, really? You sent Johnny home?
Come on, be a man about it. Say it.
I need you to shut the...
What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it, David? You can't do nothing about it. I will beat your ass.
Hey, David, sit down.
Come on, David. Let's do this. Sit down.
Dude, you got me in the middle of it.
Come on, all of you down.
Sit down.
Sit down, David.
Sit down, John.
David.
God almighty.
Come on, sit down.
Come on.
Well, you sit down too, Johnny. Sit down.
Chill out, man.
All right.
And Showtime knew it was a prank and still just followed through the whole thing. That is taking your role seriously.
That's our fight of the day. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Corby.
All right. Bye, guys. Love you.
Oh, you're going to smell nicely after that shower during the segment, Corby. Thanks. We really appreciate it. Oh, he's so mad at me right now. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Blake.
All right.
That was
an awesome
fight of the day.
Here is your host, Donovan Lewis.
Norm, this has never been done on this program before. We've had Fight of the Day now for a while, and I love it. I really do love going back and checking out all of the fights in all of the sports. Boxing, wrestling, football, basketball, ticket fights. We've done it all. But we've never done this in the first segment, and we've never had a continuation from the fight from the day before. So yesterday was Blake's turn to present the Fight of the Day. And he presented the fight between David Robinson also and Johnny Showtime Barnes on the nighttime show The Hotspot. And the mix between the Hardline and The Hotspot, we had Mike Reiner and Corby Davidson on to relive their memories about it. And it was a fun time because we've heard the drop a ton. And we finally got some explanation about what was happening with the people that were in the room. So after the show yesterday, I get a call. And I get a call from David Robinson also. Good dude. Calls me. He says, when are we finally going to get the truth out about what happened? And I went, you know what? The truth is here, and the truth should be right now. So right now, joining us on the Bob Steak and Chop House hotline, it is David Robinson also. Hello, sir. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, man?
Donovan. All right.
Okay.
How about you guys?
Good. But we can't tell this story with just one side. Two people were involved in this. So we need two people on the phone. So joining us on the Bob Steak and Chop House hotline, we have Johnny Showtime Barnes.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Man, I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, now we get to the meat of the story. We have the two guys who participated in one of the most famous drops here on The Ticket. Okay, David, I'm going to start with you because you did call me yesterday, and I really appreciate that. We haven't talked in a while, and you said, when will the truth get out about this story? So I am going to leave the floor open to you to tell me your memories about what happened on that night.
It was all set up maybe 3 or 4 months before that. You know, we did our crosstalk with the Hardline before we did our show. And I think the Hardline were doing, they were doing a prank before we came on. And Grego came to me, this is on the air, and said, so DRA, you think you'd never be pranked? And I said, never. You're too intelligent to be, pranked. You can never do that to me. And then like 4 or 5 months later, Johnny Showtime walked in our pre-show meeting. I was just sitting there by myself in the room by myself, and then Johnny walked in, and then Johnny said, he closed the door. So I thought that was kind of suspicious, because normally just leave the door open. And then he sat down, and he was quiet. I said, you got something to say? And then he said what he said, but he said it in a cocky, mean way. We've been knowing each other for a long time, for maybe, I've been knowing him since he was 15 years old. So I didn't think he would come to me the way he did. I don't have a problem. I'm not going to stop a brother from, you know, getting ahead in life.
Right.
But it was the way he said it to me. It really ticked me off. And when he said, I'm going to the Hardline, we didn't have nothing to talk about. He just said, I'm going to the Hardline. I'm going to do it. I don't need anything from you. It was the way he said it. And he was cocky about it. So I said, okay.
All right. So
do what you got to do. I had some words, charged words for him. And they were recording everything that I was saying.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah.
All right, Johnny. So the idea of pranking David, was that Corby walking up to you and say, okay, we're going to finally get him? Let's go up to that point and you're thinking about what was going on.
Actually, it was Corby and Richard's idea to do the whole prank. Now, keep in mind, when I first started at The Ticket, I did not have any idea about jokes and pranks or anything like that. Look, I was just was happy to be there, willing to learn, all of that good stuff. So when they came to me about the prank, at first I was like, I don't know. But then at the same time, I was like, you know what? If I'm going to be called Johnny Showtime Barnes, I got to live up to that.
You sold out. To tell the truth, you sold out. You sold your soul. I'm your brother. You sold it for the other side.
That, you know what?
That may be true,
but the Hardline? Come on. I mean, that's one of the biggest opportunities on The Ticket. You know, I'm just saying. So I had to go.
You want me to get mad right now? I told you, don't disrespect me. I told you that before.
Okay, I'm going to ask. Okay, so David, do you feel in your mind something's going on? You said it didn't feel right, but so the audio, he comes in, closes the door. You guys start talking, and then once you get into the mix with the Hardline, that's where it bubbles over. So I always thought it was you saying, I will beat your ass. I didn't know that was Showtime. But now that you're in studio and you're mixing, take me through that.
That came the next day.
Oh, okay.
We had to spend that whole entire night because he was the intern on our show.
Right.
So I told him, well, you're fired. I don't need you no more. You can leave and go home. And Kevin, my partner, come on, Dave, let him stay. And I said, well, he's not going to stay in the room with us. He can go over there with, at the time, Kevin Scott was doing the Ticket Tickers. He can go in that room. I don't want to see him. I don't even want to look at him. So that happened the day before. And then they also had Mike Turley, who was like a good friend to me. And he was in one of the production rooms. He had the microphone, too. I came in blasting Bruce, blasting everybody from the Hardline to Bruce to any white person I could think of.
Wait, Johnny, did I come up in any of these discussions?
Oh, yeah, Norm, you were part of it, too.
Okay, so that's the next day that we hear the mix between the Hardline and the Hotspot. So you had a whole day to stew in your juices, and you are not happy, David.
Oh, I couldn't sleep that night. So the next morning, Frito, who used to be the assistant PD there, called me and said, hey, Dave, they want you to come in the studio, you know, before you go out to y'all do your location later that day. He said, just come to the studio, talk to the Hardline. I said, I don't want to. I have no comment. And he was like, just come on, do it for me. So I came up there early. I didn't know Johnny was going to be there. When I got there, Johnny was there. He was in the room. And this is, it wasn't before the crosstalk. This is the Hardline doing their show.
Okay.
And they wanted to come and talk to me and see if I could clear the air between me and Johnny.
So, okay, Johnny, you know this is a prank, and you know it's not happening, but it, I almost feel like you could have squashed this for a while, but you kept this thing going to the point where you guys are about to throw down. Why didn't you say, no, man, it's just a prank, let you off the hook, we're good?
Well, when David fired me that night, I was at first, I thought he was joking. And you know how David is. You know, he has a short fuse. You know, he can get easily upset. And, I mean, he was white hot upset at me. And so I was like, okay, that kind of ticked me off. And I had all night to think about it. And so when I got to the radio station the next day early, and it's like, and some of the guys were like, Johnny, we need to take this to that next level. So I channeled in my WWE persona, and it's like, okay, and I was already all in on the prank, and it's like, okay, this is the perfect opportunity to just really just stick it to David. And so that's where the quote, I will beat your ass, comes in. And so
you're channeling your inner macho man, Randy Savage, to take this prank to another level. We're with David Robinson and Johnny Showtime Barnes, formerly of the Hotspot, here on our Fight of the Day. So let's listen to this audio, and then afterwards you guys can comment about what you were thinking while this was going on.
Now, we understand you sent Johnny Showtime home last night.
Yeah. Did you really do that, Dave? Send him home?
At least let him work his last couple
of
days.
No, that's okay.
That.
I don't want to work for him.
No, it was David.
Dave, you sent him home, really? You sent Johnny home?
Come on, be a man about it. Say it.
I need you to shut the...
What you going to do about it? What you going to do about it, David? You can't do nothing about it. I will beat your ass.
Sit down, David.
Chill out, man.
David, okay, the floor is yours, David.
Okay, I came in, and I didn't want to talk to anybody. So I came in, sat down. All my thing was going to be no comment. And then Johnny, Corby's in the middle between, you know, back in the old studio. It's Grego and Ryan are on one side. It's me on Corby's left, and Johnny Showtime on his right. And Corby's right in the middle, sitting back in the chair. So I'm just looking at the mic. I'm not focusing on no one. And they start asking me questions. I said, no comment. And then Johnny got cocky. And then when he stood up, I said, I know this fool ain't standing up on me. And standing over me. So I said, okay, I'll let him slide by that. But then when he said, I'm going to beat your ass, I pushed Corby out the way. Corby went flying back. And then I hit Johnny. I don't know why I hit him. I got in trouble with his grandmother for hitting him in the jaw. I think I hit him in the jaw.
What? So actual fisticuffs in the studio, so punches connected in studio.
Yeah, it was a punch that connected. And then I think I threw something at him, and then I threw it at Corby, too. I was mad at everybody.
So, Johnny, you're... You're taking this to the next level because you channeled your inner WWE. Did you think it was going to come to fist actually connecting to jaw?
Man, there were paper cups, paper flying all over the studio. It was just anarchy. Just pretend a Mike Tyson weigh-in just went horribly wrong. And there were, you know, a couple of punches thrown, you know, and like I said, I was in the moment. You know, I was like, hey, I'm in my Dallas Oak Cliff mode. You know, I was like, okay, I'm not going to just let him just punch me all over the studio. And it was a small studio, and everybody was just trying to break us apart, and it was just chaos. I just wish it was all videotaped. I just wish that whole segment was just videotaped.
So, David, once you finally realized that it was a prank, I'm pretty sure you didn't just go, oh, okay, ha-ha. You still probably was pretty hopping mad.
Yeah, I mean, I walked out the studio, and I went out, and I punched, I think it was Bob Sturm's cubicle at the time, and I punched his studio, and then I heard Bruce Gilbert yelling down the hallway, tell him! He thought that was a black man going to go crazy because I was upset. And then Frito calmed me down. He said, go back in there and let's just talk. I said, I'm not going back in there. He said, do it for me. I went in there. And then Grego was the one to say, remember you said you could never be pranked? And that's when I just felt bad. I didn't feel bad of hitting Johnny because he stood up to me and he stood over me and he said, I'm going to beat your ass. But those are fighting words. So from that point on, I mean, we had our friendship is still there, but it's not like it was. Not like he used to be. I mean, he was like a real close friend. He's like a buddy. He's like a little brother to me. And now he's like a little chump to me.
Oh, come on. Johnny, are you feeling the same way?
Really, David, we're going to go with insults this early in the morning. I mean, yeah, I mean, our friendship wasn't the same. I still have, you know, much love and respect for David, you know, and I enjoyed that prank. I enjoyed every single moment of it. And if I were to, you know, if they asked me to do it again, yeah, I'm going to do it again. Why not? It was all in fun, you know. It was all in fun. It just, I didn't think after all these years that quote would be, you know, one of the top quotes in ticket history. So,
David, have you been pranked since?
No. I mean... After that, nobody ever pranked me again because they thought I was crazy. And I want them to continue to think I'm crazy. I heard Ryder yesterday saying, you know, he's short, got the little man complex. That's funny. Which I probably do. I got that George Jefferson complex. That's fine. But I back it up, too.
Oh, man, this was lovely. I really appreciate you guys joining me. Thanks for calling me, David. I'll reach out to you after the show, holler at you. But thank you guys for joining the show and reliving that
Johnny,
moment.
Watch your back. Watch your back, Johnny.
We heard one side, but I've never heard this explanation from the two guys involved. So I really appreciate you guys joining the show and participating in the fight of the day. And we'll talk to you boys soon.
All right,
you guys. Thank you, man. That's David Robinson also. That's Johnny Showtime Barnes in part two of the fight of the day that started yesterday from the two actual participants. That was awesome.
You know, two things, Donovan. Number one, does it surprise anybody that Corby was in the middle?
Oh, no. It surprises no one.
No one. Absolutely no one. And, you know, listen to you guys talk. I thought, you know, we've got to change the languages in America. We got to stop the phrase white hot.
I don't think that's specific to anyone. I think that's good. I think that can survive. Blake, what year was that again?
So?
Sean?
01.
Yeah. 01. So 19 years later, he's considered him a friend. Now he considers him a chump. It hasn't gone away in 19 years.
Man.
And Sean was there.
I miss the old studios. That story brings back a lot of good memories.
And that studio was way smaller. So I can see them having that ruckus and people like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. Let's try to separate them because it's way smaller than this studio now.
Corby ruined their friendship.
Corby.
Unbelievable.
That was great.
Let's go on record here. For the first time in 19 years, someone has said, I missed the old studio.
I'm kind of with Sean on that. You know, it's
this place has never felt like home compared to that place.
Right. That was almost like that's where it started for me. It's not almost. So that's all I knew before was Maple and Oakland, and I loved it. It was great.
And our TVs work there.
Yeah, and that ain't don't work right now. No, it doesn't.
I still miss Enco.
Over 24 hours without TV.
All right, it's 10:30. Thank you so much to David and Johnny for joining us on that segment.